This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
The Glenn Beck Program.
By the way, talking about this stuff, if you want to read a book, we read it as a family. It is fantastic, and it talks about this coming world. It's called Ready Player One. Came out a few years ago, bestseller. Steven Spielberg just bought it, making a movie in the next couple of years. And it's really good. And it talks about this virtual world and what it's really going to be like. And how the corporations and the government have kind of intertwined. It's really fascinating. It's called Ready Player One. Did anybody see Rogue One?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. I thought, when I watched it, I thought it was, it wasn't fabulous, but it was a good movie. It was a really good movie for a secondary storyline.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic movie, and it's just a printing press for Disney. Think of what Disney has now. Disney has the Marvel series.
Yeah.
They own Marvel. They own Pixar. And they own Star Wars.
It's a pretty good lineup.
What else do they need?
It's a pretty good lineup.
That's an amazing company.
Not to mention the parks.
ABC Television.
ABC TV. Yeah, they're pretty well set.
When ABC Television is kind of like the junk. You're kind of like, oh, you work for that part of Disney.
Unless it's ESPN, because I think ESPN is probably more valuable than ABC
is now. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
ESPN.
Yeah.
Except what was the controversy on ESPN over the holiday? There was something that I read about ESPN. Maybe it was just a year in review, talking about how ESPN... is losing viewership because they become so politically correct?
So PC, yeah.
I mean, that could be.
Yeah. I saw a research report on Facebook and the difference between Republicans and Democrats, and I couldn't believe how different we are. The people who said that they were voting for a Republican versus the people who said they were voting for Democrats, like 60% of Republicans, 70% of Republicans said they were NFL, also liked the NFL or an NFL team, and only like 40% of Democrats.
Wow.
It's a weird split.
Really?
Yeah. Really weird split.
And yet it's interesting because anytime you listen to a sports station, anytime they get on politics,
right.
Completely liberal.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just agonizing to listen to.
And I think that's
them.
Part of the problem with ESPN. ESPN
it
appeals to the heartland.
Right.
Except they don't understand that.
Yeah. They.
Yeah. I mean, have you guys ever noticed a split between people who live in New York and football? I mean, I was shocked by that. And I'm trying to remember. I think it was also there were more conservatives or more Republicans that followed soccer than Democrats.
Oh, that can't be because soccer fans are communists.
Right?
We all know
that's what I thought. I mean,
that's just as clear.
They're all open border communists.
That's right. It just can't be.
It's already flawed. We're not talking about it anymore.
Yeah. Soccer.